Včeraj se je severnoirski parlament sestal po več kot 1000 dneh nedelovanja. Severna Irska ima po velikonočnem sporazumu iz leta 1998 delno avtonomijo in regionalni parlament, v katerem prevladujo konzervativna, britanski na vladi naklonjena unionistična stranka na eni strani in socialdemokratski irski nacionalistični Sinn Féin na drugi. Po dogovoru sta mesti premijeja in podpremijeja deljeni med ti dve stranki. Če eden izmed njiju odstopi, kar se je zgodilo zaradi škandala, ki ga je zanetil sporen ukrep unionistov za spodbujanje obnovljivih virov energije, vlada pade in delovanje parlamenta je onemogočeno. Vse od januarja 2017 torej severnoirskim poslancem ni uspelo sestaviti delujoče vlade, kar je severnoirsko pahnilo pod neposredno vladavino londonskega parlamenta. Ta je izkoristil priložnost in liberaliziral zakonodajo glede pravic istospolno usmerjenih in splava. Medtem ko so ostale regije Velike Britanije leta 1967 sprejele zakonodajo, ki dovoljuje splav v primeru posilstva, incesta in če ogroženo življenje ali zdravje matere ali zarodka, je na Severnem Irskem do danes to področje urejal zakon iz 1861, ki splav ali pomoč pri njem prepoveduje. Ob koncu druge svetovne vojne so sicer uzakonili izjemo v primeru, da je resno ogroženo materino zdravje. Podobno je bila Severna Irska do danes edini del Velike Britanije, kjer poroke istospolnih parov niso bile mogoče. No, istospolne poroke pravzaprav ne bodo mogoče še do 14. februarja, natančno zakonodajo o izvajanju splavov pa bodo sprejeli šele nekje do marca. So se pa z današnjim dnem ustavili vsi sodni postopki proti ženskam, ki so splavile v primerih, ki jih nova zakonodaja dovoljuje. Kljub liberalizaciji na Severnem Irskem pa je zakonodaja o reproduktivnih pravicah v Veliki Britaniji dokaj konzervativna. Britansko zakonodajo predstavi Olivia Marshall iz British Pregnancy Advisory Service.
In England and Wales, abortion is provided for under the 1967 Abortion Act, which allows it up to 24 weeks of pregnancy, as long as the woman in question has her abortion at a licensed premises. It has to be currently signed off for two doctors, the woman's reasons for needing the procedure has to meet one of certain grounds. So there are different reasons, most of which in the UK fall under what we call ground C, which means that the risk of continuing the pregnancy is greater than the risk of terminating.
Olivia Marshall pove, kako se z današnjim dnem spreminja severnoirska zakonodaja za področje splava.
As of today, in Northern Ireland, abortion has been decriminalized. Which is a bit different because that means it's going to be governed not by the criminal law, but by the medical law, which is the same regulations and laws which govern all other medical procedures in the UK. So at the moment in England and Wales, abortion is still in a criminal framework, but from today, Northern Ireland is not in a criminal framework anymore.
Prav tako so pogoji, pod katerim je splav dovoljen v Veliki Britaniji, strogi. Prav tako kazni za ilegalne izvedbe.
At the moment there is a criminal offence for having an abortion unless you meet the strict criteria of the 1967 Abortion Act. So that means that if you terminate a pregnancy without getting the permission of two doctors, you could face criminal prosecution and the maximum sentence for that is life imprisonment.
Tako način sprejetja zakonodaje kot njena vsebina sta z političnega vidika za velik del prebivalstva Severne Irske skrajno problematična. Politični komentator Mick Felty pojasni politično situacijo v deželi.
Abortion has been a controversial issue for all the political parties in Northern Ireland. We are a very small region of 1.7 million people and most public opinion is socially conservative. The Assembly have been struggling with bringing in its own legislation on abortion for most of the time that it's been in existence, and it has failed to agree because no one political party wanted to see themselves as being responsible for bringing in liberalizing legislation on a controversial subject. And this has gone on for most of the last 20 years. And so what happened in Westminster early in the summer is that the bill that was brought in to continue the life of the Assembly made it conditional that if the Assembly did not come back before the end of October, then an ordinance would create a new law, both on abortion and on marriage equality. So really this was an opportunity by British MPs to, if you like, do the job that local Northern Irish MLAs had been reluctant to bring forward.
Konzervativno-demokratska unionistična stranka je tako po skoraj treh letih včeraj ponovno sklicala zasedanje v parlamentu, na katerem bi sprejeli zakonodajo, ki splav prepoveduje. Vendar so nacionalistične stranke zasedanje zapustile.
There was an attempt to try and get the assembly up to prevent. This was a move long in the planning by the DUP, as I say, the largest party, but the largest unionist party. To get the assembly up and going, they had a bill that would have prevented the abortion bill from coming, the provisions in Westminster from coming through to Northern Ireland. But the largest nationalist party, Sinn Féin, were at Stormont, but they stayed in their party offices and refused to come into the chamber. And that really was the beginning of the end for the assembly, and it lasted something like 50-51 minutes.
Medtem ko konzervativne stranke splavu striktno nasprotujejo, se je tudi stališče do splava progresivnejših strank spremenilo šele zelo pred kratkim.
Sinn Féin has been moving very, very rapidly over the last 2 years. And it's, I mean, from being anti-British legislation, to then moving to something a little bit more permissive just 2 years ago, until finally accepting more radical proposals from the Southern Parliament, which ran a committee that came up with a permissive period up to 12 weeks where abortion could happen without. Without kind of medical permission to do so. Sinn Féin initially opposed that, but has basically come around to the new status quo in the Republic, and only recently really has taken up more of a pro-choice position. It's really only the DUP that is stuck with the pro-life situation. Most of the other political parties, with the exception of Sinn Féin, give their members a vote of conscience on it when it comes to votes in the Assembly or in the Southern Parliament.
Žensk, ki so splav opravile izvan Severne Irske, sicer niso pravno preganjali.
It's always been possible to do that. That's been the traditional way of doing it. Of course, that means that if you can't afford to, you know, if you're a poor and you can't afford the flight or the ferry to England, then you have no possibility of abortion. Others have issues or have had difficulties like, you know, disabilities also precluded. But there was no legislative prevention of people travelling to England to get abortions. That has been the route that many Irish women over the last 50 years have been forced to adopt, to go to another part of the same country to get something that was prohibited in Northern Ireland. And the same was true until a couple of years ago in the Irish Republic. So that will now change, you know, and they say as early as early in the new year, I think March or April, then new abortion services within Northern Ireland will come on stream.
Mick Felty je kljub pozitivnim spremembam, ki jih zakon prinaša, zaskrbljen za demokracijo Severne Irske.
Those institutions were of the Good Friday Agreement, of the Belfast Agreement, were fought for long and hard. And I think that there has to be some way in which those institutions are brought back in its entirety so that we have a government, so that we have North-South cooperation. And particularly if we're going to have Brexit, those institutions that manage the relationships between the whole of Britain and the whole of Ireland are as vital now as they have ever been.
Kljub delni liberalizaciji, kot že rečeno, tudi zakoni, ki urejajo področje reproduktivnih pravic žensk, ki jih je za Irsko sprejela Velika Britanija, nikakor niso zares progresivni. Offside je splavil Mirt.